Welcome to the Branding Blog Podcast. I'm Dave Young, and this week I'm joined by actually one of my clients. And because she has so much to offer for small business owners, I wanted to get her on the Branding Blog Podcast and just share with you some of the ways that her product can be used to help you with the finances in your small business. I want to welcome to Branding Blog Pamela Yellen, founder of Bank on Yourself. Hi, Pamela. How are you today?
Excellent, Dave. Thanks so much, and thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure. We talk all the time, and we've been working with each other for what, like 3 years now, something like that. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
And you know, this is one of those things where I think about you whenever I have one of my clients, another client, or when I hear about a business that gets to struggling with things like cash flow. I really think, oh my gosh, if they'd met Pamela 5 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I just think how much better off they'd be, or at least to have some extra options in terms of how to handle some of those financial crunches that can just really, really critically hurt a small business owner. So our listeners know, the company that you founded is Bank on Yourself, and they can go to the website, it's bankonyourself.com, and find out loads and loads about just how this works. And the simple part, I really want to get to the core nugget before we talk about how to use this in business. Bank on Yourself is a financial method of using a particular type of whole life insurance policy and building up of the cash values in that policy to accomplish other financial goals in your life. I don't know. I made that way too simple, didn't I?
You definitely boiled it way down to the basics.
Well, and I think that's always one of the first questions people have. That, you know, oh, well, what is this? What, you know, is this some kind of a mutual fund? Is this something, you know, like a 401k? Because everybody knows the latest buzz words for different funds. So I guess the thing is there are, and one of the things that we've been talking about for 3 years is that there are people that have a knee-jerk reaction when they hear the word whole life insurance. I guess that's three words, but this is different.
It's absolutely different. And it's not the same type of policy that Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, and 99% of all financial gurus and experts and authors talk about. It has some little known riders added to it that where a significant portion of your premium is directed into that rider, and it turbocharges the growth of your cash value. You're going to have maybe up to 40 times more cash value in your policy, especially in the early years, than you would if you bought the kind of policy that Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey talk about. It basically allows you to use it as a financial management tool from day one.
Okay, so you don't have to wait years to build up some kind of cash reserve. And so basically, and you and I have talked before, that this is the kind of plan that banks have been using for their executives for a long time.
Banks own billions of dollars of this type of insurance and similar types of insurance. And they use it to fund their executive benefits and their in retirement plans and so on. And they also use it to account for their what they call tier one capital. That's just capital that a bank is required to have. It's reserves a bank is required to have that they keep safe and liquid. And so a lot of that ends up going into cash value permanent life insurance because it is that type of vehicle.
It's safe and liquid.
Yep.
So those are kind of magic words, aren't they?
These days, they're very magical words.
I mean, you know, people always thought that equity in their home was safe.
Right.
But they know that it's not always, well, maybe 5 years ago, it was pretty liquid. You could pretty easily get a line of credit or tap into your home equity. That's much harder to do today.
Yes.
Because a lot of that equity is not there anymore. And just the regulations have tightened things down. So it's just harder to borrow that money.
Right. And for business owners and entrepreneurs and professionals of all types, they've just had a very, very tough time getting access to capital. And, you know, as I see it, the two biggest needs and the two biggest hot buttons for most business owners and entrepreneurs is first of all, that there are times that they're going to absolutely have to have access to capital.
Yeah, I mean, you either have something bad happen or you have a good opportunity that you want to take advantage of. You're in a cash crunch and it's payroll time, or there's some opportunity for expansion, some opportunity to get into another market that you need to be able to take advantage of without going to the bank and sitting down with a lending committee and having that whole kind of a proctological examination.
Exactly. That's about what it is. And, you know, ever since the crash in 2008, I mean, literally, credit for business owners was on total lockdown. I had colleagues of mine, business owner colleagues of mine, entrepreneurs that were crying on my shoulder. And they're saying, you know, I've had a business relationship and perfect credit with my bank for 20 years, and they won't touch me right now. They said, you know, I'm so sorry. I know you've been a really good customer of ours forever, but we can't lend you any money. And it doesn't even matter that your business is in good shape. We can't. It's just not going to happen. Well, some of them missed out on fabulous other opportunities. Others went out of business. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, Dave, I was starting to work with you. And my book, which became a New York Times bestseller, was about to come out. And I wanted to redo my website. There was a lot of infrastructure that I wanted to invest in and take my business to the next level. I actually decided that I wanted to invest more than $500,000 into my business. Had I needed to go to a bank or a finance company, forget it. None of this would have ever happened. Mm-hmm. Bank itself wouldn't be, you know, the where it is today by any stretch of the imagination. And I was able to get that $500,000 by answering just one question. How much do you want?
Because you had the cash values sitting in your policies.
I had the cash values sitting in my policy. Now, this is going to be very exciting for most business owners. There's a very interesting thing that happens. If your policy is designed the way I talk about on my website, bankonyourself.com, and in my book, so that it's supercharged, but also there's a handful, maybe not even a handful, there's a few companies that have a special feature, offer an additional feature on their policies that allows you to actually use the money in your policy. So let's just say, I don't remember how much money I had in the policy, but let's just say I had $1 million.
Okay.
And I took $500,000 out to invest in my business. So I'm getting the return in my business that has been well over 100% return since then. Meanwhile, my policy was growing. Actually, it's several policies that I borrowed it from. But the policy was growing at the exact same rate as though I never took the $500,000 out. It was still growing at the same rate as if every one of those $1 million was there.
Now, how does that work? Because I know that if I had $1 million in a CD even sitting in the bank, and I took $500,000 out, the bank's not going to continue paying me interest on the full million.
That's right.
But you're saying that is exactly what happens if you use these policies that way.
If you use policies issued by the few companies that offer this feature, basically what happens is you're not actually borrowing your own cash value. It doesn't actually come directly out of your policy. All of the cash values are pooled together in the company's general reserve account. And when you borrow from it, you're actually borrowing against your cash value and using your death benefit as collateral for the loan. So if something did happen to you and you weren't able to pay back the loan, or you just chose not to pay back the loan, then it would be deducted ultimately when you or whoever the policy owner dies. It would be deducted from the death benefit. But here's the rub. This is so interesting, Dave. This is what the kind of policies Susie and Dave and the others talk about don't do this, but the kind of policies used for Bank on Yourself do. Not only does your cash value continue growing at the pace of growth starts slow, but then it increases at a steeper pace every single year. And the longer you hold it, the better that growth gets. That's what we taught. That's what they mean when they talk about in mathematical terms. They talk about exponential growth. That's the way the mathematical definition of it is the way that these policies grow.
So is this like compound interest that they taught us about when we were a kid? It is.
And it's triple compounded. So, and we don't have, I get into that in my book and the three different ways it's compounded. So I don't think I'll get into that here, but the other thing about it is that your death benefit is also increasing at that same rate. So it grows exponentially over the course of time. So, let's say that I died shortly after borrowing $500,000 from my policies. And I wasn't able to pay it back, obviously. And I had a death benefit of, let's just hypothetically say it was $3 million death benefit.
Okay.
Well, the way it would happen with traditional policies that Susie and Dave talk about is that they would deduct that $500,000 from the death benefit. So the death benefit was $3 million. Now it's reduced to $2.5 million. However, in the case of the bank on yourself type policies, that death benefit keeps increasing every year. So it might be $5 million. So do you think my husband is really upset about the fact that instead of, you know, that they deduct the $500,000 from the policy that's now grown and is now has a debt of $5 million? I don't know if I've made this clear or not, but because the death benefit keeps growing, it doesn't really matter that they deduct an outstanding loan from the death benefit. It doesn't matter at all. You're going to still have more death benefit.
And that seems kind of mysterious, but that's just the way these riders make these policies work. Is that right?
Well, it's the way the riders make the policies work, and it's the way dividend-paying whole life works. Dividends make both the cash value and the death benefit grow exponentially, and the rider that we put onto this also grows both the cash value and the death benefit exponentially. So it just keeps, I mean, if you look at the curve, which, by the way, I do have some examples on the website. People might even be interested in going to the blog post, what's the rate of return on a bank on yourself plan? Mm-hmm. And in there, I do talk about the return on these plans, which will beat the heck out of what I've been getting in any of my other investments, but without the risk. But it also shows the graph of the typical graph of growth in one of these policies. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
I've seen it. It is good. And it's almost unbelievable when you first look at it, because it truly is exponential growth by the mathematical definition of exponential. So, Pamela, if somebody wants to get started in this, I know the answer to this. I've been working with you long enough. But if I just walked down to Main Street and looked at doors and walked into the first place that said life insurance, whatever company that is,
they wouldn't even know about this type of policy.
They would sell me, if I said I want a whole life policy, they would sell me whatever whole life policy their company offered.
Or they would try to sell you something altogether different, or they would even say, you're crazy. Why would you want to buy that? I also sell investments. I can turn you into a multimillionaire by putting your money in the stock market.
Oh, boy.
Right. And let's just address that issue, because I mentioned that there are two really key issues of, concern to most business owners and entrepreneurs. And the second issue, the first issue we talked about is financing, the need for financing. The second is having a retirement plan that you can predict and count on.
Especially a small business owner that doesn't have, they don't have access to the big corporate 401ks and nobody's matching them.
Right.
So this can help them with retirement as well.
Right. It's a wonderful multitasker while they're waiting, building their business and they're waiting to hit the age where they want to retire, even if they don't want to totally retire, just have that option. You know, they're using it for financing. They're paying it back to the plan. They're getting interest and dividends as though they never borrowed from it when they do borrow from it. And they end up being able to know exactly how much income they're going to be able to count on at any given year in their retirement. They're going to be able to say, I know that I'm guaranteed to have at least X number of dollars when I'm this many years old and when I'm this many years old, and it will throw off this much income minimum guaranteed every single year. And they don't, it's all those kinds of assurances that they don't get from the way that they're investing now. They're investing in the market, investing in their market inside an IRA and so on. Any of those things, none of those things are really working for people. Look around you.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, one of the things that I think of is that this is going to be true whether they keep the business in their family or whether they decide to sell it. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Doesn't matter. It's just, you know, can be, it's really limited only by your imagination, what you really want to do with it.
I mean, I think in my father's case, he's passed away 21 years ago next month. And I think he was 65. I think he was 65 and a half. Is that when you get your first Social Security check?
You can start as early right now as 62, but a lot of people do start at around 65.
I think I don't remember exactly what it was, but I know he died like after getting one check.
Oh, wow.
Right. So he spent his whole life putting money, you know, in counting on the great American system. And even 20 years ago, got one measly Social Security check back. It just doesn't seem like that's something that anybody ought to count on.
No, I mean, what this does is it frees you from relying on stocks and real estate and other volatile and unpredictable investments for your financial future. It allows you to become your own source of financing, and it allows you to not have to rely on government entitlement programs. And it should be pointed out, especially when you're talking to business owners typically love what they do. Hopefully they love what they do, or they find something that they do enjoy doing. And so they say, well, you know, I'm never going to retire. You know, I don't want to retire. I like doing this and I want to stay active and so on. And yes, I think, you know, we now realize that we're going to live a long time. You know, if you have two people age 65, a husband and wife, and they're both in good health, there's a 50% chance that at least one of them will live to be at least 91 years old. So, you know, you got to plan for the idea that you could live to be 100. But what a lot of people don't realize is that 40% of all people who retire were forced to retire before they wanted to, for various reasons, one of which, a big one, is health. They're simply unable to continue doing it, or they have to take time off to care for an aging parent. Those are some of the biggest reasons. But 40% of them are forced to retire before they had planned. So I'd rather make sure that I have that money there, and that at least then you have options. It's all about having options.
Couldn't agree with you more. So as a business owner, what are the kind of steps that people need to take? What should they do first? And I know the answer to this, but...
Well, you know, first of all, you have to realize that if you go to your financial advisor, your stockbroker, or your insurance agent, they're either not going to know about this. They won't have the specialized training that an advisor who is, you know, we basically had to create a training program and a certification program for because there were so many advisors out there saying, oh, I know how to do that for you. In fact, that happened to me. I'm not a financial advisor. I am an educator. And so I had an agent set up my first policies, one for me, one for my husband. And he said, oh, I know how to do that. I know all about that method. I know all about those riders and so on. Well, he set my program up, and it blew up a couple years later. It was, he turned out he had no clue how to do it. And I also referred my sister to someone who had been very instrumental in actually turning me on to this whole idea to begin with. He said, oh yeah, of course I can do that. I'm the one that told you about it in the first place. Well, he set up her plan, and he set it up so that it was more to his favor than to her favor, and she's going to end up having to work another 5 or 6 years beyond the time that she had intended to work, or, you know, hoped to work, because the policy is growing much more slowly. So you want to be careful. These policies do have some wonderful tax advantages. You can pull the money out with little or no tax consequences if you do it right. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason you want to work with one of these authorized advisors who has all this training. They'll make sure your policy grows as fast as possible and you maintain the very valuable tax advantages. And so you want to work with an authorized advisor. And what they're going to do is take a look at your situation, and they're going to take everything into account and find out what your goals and dreams are, both short-term and long-term, also both your personal and business goals, because they can design plans that will help you accomplish more than one of those. For example, you might be able to hit your retirement goal, your business financing goals, and have the funds to send to your kids to college as well by having it all tied, you know, having someone look at your overall picture and tie it all in together for you.
Because we have this relationship, I know that I've actually spoken to your advisors, and this is an elite group of people. These are people that get it, that understand that this is a totally different ball game than most financial planning, and certainly most life insurance planning methodologies. And so when you talk about the two people that messed up your plan and your sister's plan, you actually formed this company to keep that from happening again.
To keep that from happening again. Yeah, I was hearing lots of horror stories. So it really is key that you work with an advisor who has this training and certification. And they can get a referral to an advisor by going to bankonyourself.com and your free analysis button. They'll get hooked up with one who will take a look at their entire situation and try to come up with a plan that will help them reach as many of their goals as possible in the shortest time possible. It's free. There's no obligation. But I think people, you know, especially in today's very volatile environment, they really owe it to themselves to at least look into it and find out.
Yeah. You know, if the banks ever told you no to fund the next big step in your business or to keep it afloat, you really owe it to yourself to take a look at this. So great advice for small business owners, Pamela. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to be on the Branding Blog podcast. Anything else you want to cover? Anything that we may have missed?
Well, I just want to say that one of the most fun things you'll ever do is when you realize you can fire your banker, your credit card companies, and your finance companies. That's a really fun thing. And the other thing that's really fun is knowing that you're going to have a retirement you can predict and count on. But I'd also like to say that I have, as you mentioned, I've been working with you for about 3 years, and I think you're awesome. I think you have brought amazing value and talents to my business, and we actually just renewed a contract with you because we're working on some very exciting things with you moving forward to help us take our business to the next level. And I hope everyone listening to this explores what the benefits that you can bring to their businesses as well.
Gosh, I'm blushing like crazy.
You should.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you, Pamela.
It's very true.
All right. Well, the website again is bankonyourself.com. You can go there. There's you could probably spend a couple hours reading just the blog posts, and lots of detail, lots of information there. And there's also a button there where you can buy Pamela Yellen's New York Times bestseller, Bank on Yourself, same name as the company. I encourage you to do both of those things and then ask for your free analysis. Get in touch with one of these Bank on Yourself certified advisors and find out how they can help you fire your banker down the road. Oh, the bankers are not going to like me for this, Pamela.
Hey, they don't like me either, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it really matters, does it?
No, it doesn't. And by the way, people listening to this might be interested in knowing that Walt Disney, when he was trying to start Disneyland, his first amusement park, mm-hmm. no banker would lend him a penny. And he borrowed $50,000 from his whole life policy. And that was the beginning of Disneyland.
And there are other great stories like that. I mean, there are lots of business owners that have used this, but none more famous than Walt Disney. When the banks tell you no, you need another plan, and this type of a strategy can get you that other plan. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the Branding Blog podcast. Again, my guest has been Pamela Yellen, founder and president of Bank on Yourself. I'll talk to you again next week.